What's happening in your Hancock Parks in June? We'll find out. Your country now, 100.5 WKXA. Rex Howard, good morning. WTO 11 weather, cloudy, 71 today. Michelle Roomschlag in from the Hancock Park District. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are, your first weekend, Zonta boat landing seems went well, so hopefully.
I believe so, yeah. I mean, we had great weather. You know, it's on the cooler side, which some people like to be on when it's warm. Personally, that's not me, but... No, we had, hopefully lots of people came down. And so, yeah, the first weekend, and now we are open weekends and holidays. So Juneteenth is one that people, it's a newer holiday. So that's, I think, on a Thursday this coming June. Of course, 4th of July is on a Friday. So we will be open then that Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then all the way through Labor Day. So remember, it's cash or check. Something I always like to tell people because we can't accept credit cards, don't have internet capability. Check us out this summer.
Check it out. Get out on the river. On the river, right? Yeah. 23rd annual Peter Rabbit Tea.
It is. We've been doing it quite a long time.
Right.
And so, yeah, we're happy that we'll be back out at Litzenberg this year because of it seems like it's been longer than a year with all the new improvements and stuff. Mm-hmm. We kind of shifted over to Riverbend for a few of the teas the last couple of years. So we are back at Litzenberg. This is happening on Monday, June 2nd. This year we are actually doing the story of the tale of Peter Rabbit because we do have four stories that we rotate through. I portray Beatrix Potter, so I try my best to do my best English accent. I try. and then in the activity barn, and then we go to the McKinnon house and we have it decorated. So you've got tea, quote unquote tea, it's apple juice for kids, and snacks. And then, of course, we highlight a character from the story. So everybody knows Mr. McGregor is on the lookout for Peter and friends who are invading his garden. So he'll be out there. So we have two teas, 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock. And a little different, we've extended the ages. So it's actually 4 to 8-year-olds with an adult. But we're asking no other age siblings to attend. So we just want something where it's the kids and the adult or the parent. And you just need to register per child, $4 per child by this Friday, May 30th. Again, adults don't need to register. And we do have people signed up. I haven't looked since this weekend, but I know we've got a few people in each tea, so I do believe both are going. So again, if you want to head out with your, and dress up, we see the sundresses, and it's not just for little girls. All of my boys attended when they were that young. We have a gentleman that sticks up. He wore a top hat and suit. It was excellent. Awesome. So some get real fancy, some don't. Yeah. Again, if you want to come out to our 23rd annual Peter Rabbit Tea on Monday, June 2nd, out at Litzenberg.
Michelle Lynn from Hancock Park District. So let's move to June 20th, Bats in the Park.
Yes. So, I've been seeing bats for probably a month now, even in my own backyard. So bats are great, eat a lot of mosquitoes. So they're great to have. And you might even notice we do have a lot of bat houses or bat boxes within the park. And one place, if you really want to see those bats, is out at Litzenberg. So we've got a program on Friday, June 20th, starting at 9 p.m. So it sounds late, but think about it. This is right when, you're getting your... I believe it's the first day before summer, actually.
If my memory serves me right.
So you need to have it be dark, and then the bats will be coming out of those bat boxes on the side of the activity barn, learning about which ones live here in Ohio. We have echolocators, so we can actually, quote unquote, hear the bats. They're too high for us to hear, but this is like a transmitter that kind of brings that frequency down to our level, which is a good thing, because if we could hear them normally, it would be as loud as smoke detectors. And those are loud. So can you imagine going out for a night hike and hearing all these loud screeching noises? Yeah. So maybe it's a good thing we're not hearing them.
Yeah. Yes. Do bats, what do they do in the winter? Do they
hibernate? Some of them hibernate and some of them actually will migrate.
Okay.
But they have to hibernate. So remember, winter, it's your food source. So our bats, most of the bats in the United States eat insects. And so there's no food source for them. So again, a few will migrate, but most of them do hibernate.
So if they migrate, do they fly at night? I would guess.
That's when they're active, nocturnal. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Which even some birds do. Some birds, even when they're migrating, do fly at night. Yeah. They use different. Actually, use the stars. Some of them use the stars and stuff too.
Okay.
to figure out
you
where
learn
they're going,
something
so,
every right? day here on the radio.
So yeah, Bats in the Park. This is an all ages free. There's no registration. You're meeting at Activity Barn at 9 p.m.
Sounds so, good. Yep. Very good. Well, and also your summer camp's pretty well full, except for maybe there's a few spots in one.
A few spots, right. So again, HancockParks.com. If you go on that front page, there's kind of a marquee, and there's a summer camp link on there. I do believe most of them are full. Last check, we did have some openings in our art camp next month. But then our overnight camp happening this month on the 17th and 18th out at Oakwoods, and this is for kids ages 10 to 14. So you get there on Tuesday at 1. We're going to, of course, put out tents, build a campfire. You're cooking over the fire. You're making stew and s'mores, playing games, hiking, spending the night in the tents there at Oakwoods Nature Preserve, and then leaving the next day. So we do need you to register by Monday, June 10th for this. It's $50 per child, and we have hit our minimum. So we are having the camp. So, again, if you've got a 10- to 14-year-old, wants to be outside, do a little camping and stuff, but in the park setting, so not totally yeah. roughing it.
Not
but
totally,
yet,
but
you are
fun.
You're right, but right fun. Camping. So yeah. again, June 17th and 18th for the overnight camp.
Very good. Check out more HancockParks.com. Michelle from the Hancock Park District. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Your country now, 100.5 WKXA.